Divers Sink is a weekly netcast where we talk about the world of scuba diving, fantastic diving opportunities, and some of the happenings in the underwater world. We also provide tips and discussions about scuba diving and get excited about upcoming dives and adventures. Learn how you can join us on our dives and become part of the program by following Divers Sink on Facebook and Twitter or by visiting our website at www.diversink.com. Hello and welcome to Divers Sink, the netcast and podcast for scuba divers. My name is Rich Sinowick, and you're listening to Season 10, Episode 25. And I'm recording this on the 18th of June, 2020, and I'm kind of beat, and I deserve to be. I just finished a Tech 60 lecture. It's really late, and I got to get this done. And I am diving tomorrow, and I'm diving at a deep, dark ditch, and which will remain nameless. But it is a really deep thing to finish up the Tech 40 CCR course that I have been doing all week. Now, these guys are great. We rescheduled. I was supposed to leave yesterday for Truck Lagoon, and the Truck Lagoon course, of course, got canceled. Micronesia is still closed. And unfortunately, that'll have to wait till 2022. A lot more rebreathers coming on that one. A lot more Tech 60 people coming on that one. It's going to be a good time. And I have had now 5 days straight of diving, or six days straight of diving. And Alpina, the plan C that was Alpina turned into another plan C. Alpina did work, sort of. And it wasn't as awesome as I was hoping, but it was still, everybody had a blast. Good times was had by all. And I think all in all, it was a great trip. It's kind of what I try to do with trips. It was, let's just make something work. Let's try to make plan A work. But if it doesn't, let's come up with an alternative. And the alternative was that we were going to do four dives on Saturday and four dives on Sunday. And as it turns out, all for the good, all for the better, Saturday's weather looked shitty. And so we were going to get blown out, or we were going to get tossed about, and it was going to be horrible. And so what we did was we ended up going to a shore dive. I kind of researched a little bit on Friday, researched the shore diving, and we ended up going to a place called Rockport. And thank God I researched it, because I talked to the local dive shop, and thanks Stephanie and Nick, the guys that we were with Great Lakes Dive Center, I think is what it is. Great Lakes Diver or something like that. The Great Lakes out of Alpena, and they've got a little shop, and they one works for NOAA and one works for school systems, so that's not their full time gig. Nick is a captain. And what Nick did was he came up with the whole, this is how I'm going to work around my guidelines. And we were supposed to have a charter of 6 in the morning each day. So we went to this Rockport, and Stephanie said, you can go find fossils and Petoskey stones there. And oh my God, the fossils were awesome. And we did a nice hour-long dive. Wasn't really deep. Lots of structure out there, a lot of dock stuff. Super clear. I don't know what the deal is. I think that the whole COVID thing really is changing the environment. It was so unbelievably clear for a shore dive, and really a good time. And my kids were able to dive. That was the plan, that I was going to take them diving on a shore anyway. We had brought them gear for that. And then one of the guys, he didn't feel as well. It wasn't COVID related. It was drive related. He ended up turning around going home the first thing in the morning. He says, I don't feel it. I've got the shakes, and I'm going to go home and rest. This drive took more out of me. It's early in the season. That sometimes happens. But it turns out that the next day was just perfect. And so I went out with the first group, with this guy dropping out. Nick said he could take my family. So we were going to go out and do a family thing. and it would have been really late. But it turned out that the buoys were harder to find than we thought. And I got a good idea of how to do it now. I'll bring my own equipment to be able to do it now. But the but all in all, it was a total of 4 hours in the water for me to find the buoys and take people diving. The couple that I brought with me, they had a blast. They said it was one of the most awesome experiences they ever had, and that's kind of what I look for. And so they were super happy with the whole private rich thing and the whole finding the whole deal and being a part of the adventure of discovering and rediscovering, and it's a good time. So I drove home. Thank God my wife was driving with us, because we got home really late on Sunday. And I turned around, got up real early, and ended up starting my CCR class, which is what I've been doing all week. And the group of people it's a family. A dad and two sons, and they are in their Prism 2s, and they're going to be great tomorrow. A little bit of a hiccup, some challenges along the way, but we're going to be fine. And when we get to the deep dives tomorrow, it'll be a good time. So I'm looking forward to that. But this one's going to be a short one, because I am beat and I have lots to do, and I've got to get ready for diving and driving and all sorts of stuff tomorrow. And then this weekend coming up, I've got a Tech 60 class. I've been doing the lectures online. That's what I just got done doing. These guys are great. They're all insisting that I keep my podcasts going, and they're good at listening. And so the Tech 60 guys are out there, and they're going to be doing their dives on Saturday at White Star, Sunday at the Deep Dark Ditch, and then next week we're going to go do some really deep training at a quarry. I hate doing these horses and quarries, but hard times, tough times, confusing times, will make it work. So that's it. That's what I got. So until next week, I'll tell you more about what these guys did in their Tech 40 class. I'll talk to you about what the Tech 60 guys did. I'll talk about some of the Dive Master stuff I'm going to do next week, which we've got that. And then I'm hopefully going to get a haircut. And we'll see if I can get rid of this mop. So until next week, you guys hopefully are coming out of it a little bit, getting some diving time in. I've been crying because so many people have not been diving. And hopefully we can get a little bit back more to doing that. So until next week, we'll see ya.
Divers Sync is a cooperation between Divers Incorporated and Rich Sinowick Productions. You can listen live in the chat room or download archived past editions worldwide over the internet at diversync.com. Help us promote our netcast by telling your friends and dive buddies to tune in every week to Divers Sync, and by helping them download past episodes. If you are making a purchase recommended on Divers Sync, you'd be doing us a huge favor by letting your supplier know that you are there because of the information you heard on our podcast. The opinions that you hear on Divers Inc. are not necessarily those of any station, website, network, or advertisers. These netcasts are not intended to substitute for professional diver training. Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be attempted without the proper instructions, supervision, and training. Have any questions or comments? We'd love to hear from them via our website at diversinc.com.